So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Echad din Mamnes ve'Echad din Nefashes b'Drisha u'b'Chakira. Both monetary cases and capital cases require Drisha b'Chakira, interrogating the witnesses to ascertain the veracity of their testimony. Shenema Mishpat Echad yilchem. The Pasuk equates monetary and capital cases. And regarding din Nefashes, the Pasuk says v'Derashta b'Chakarta, we should interrogate the witnesses. The Gemara challenges this ruling from the following Mishnah. Shtari chayiv hamukdamin psulin v'mucharin kasherin. Predated loan documents are not valid, while post-dated documents are valid because we assume that the witnesses indeed observed the loan. But shema ichruhu b'kasvu, Rashi explains, perhaps they wrote the document at a later time. Taisus explains, perhaps they wrote the document with a later date. Furthermore, Braisa rules, shtar shezmane kasa be'echad b'nisan b'shmita. If a document is dated Aleph Nisan of a Shemitah year, and Rashi adds alidei mashkin, alidei pruzbal, there was collateral or a prusbal written, and so Shmita does not cancel the loan, or Higiyas Mane Ligvis, Kaidim Rish Hashanah Shashminis, Vishviyas Mishametis Beseifa, the loan was due during the Shemitah year, and Shmita only cancels loans at the end of the Shemitah year. Uvo Eidim Ba'amru Heich Atam Eid Mashtar Zev Aloy Beyim Plaini, Manu Hayisim Ba'makam Plaini. And another pair of witnesses challenged the witnesses, signed the document, saying, how can you testify to this document if on that day you were with us in a different place? Nevertheless, shtar kasher ve'ed of kasherin, the document and its witnesses are valid because cheshin shem ichru v'kasvu, we assume that it was written later and the witnesses recorded where the loan took place, not where they wrote the document. Now, ibein chakira v'drisha heichem mitartzina l'milsa, if we must interrogate the witnesses, it follows that we also need to corroborate the date and place in the document. Why do we assume it was post-date instead of suspecting that it was forged? The Gemara offers three possible answers. Amr b'chanina, dva teira, echad din amamnes ve'echad din nefashes, be'inan drisha v'chakira. Our Mishnah refers to the halacha min ha'teira, which requires drisha v'chakira even for monetary cases. However, amru din amamnes lo be'inan drisha v'chakira, k'deish le tinal delis b'fnei lovin. The Braisa discusses the halacha min rabbanan after the rabbanan instituted that monetary cases do not require drisha v'chakira, because this makes it more difficult to prove a claim, thereby discouraging people from offering loans. Nevertheless, the Gemara explains, Ta'u Yishamu, when judges err, they are sometimes personally liable, even though they did not have the option of interrogating the witnesses, because otherwise, Kol Shekin Shetil Dals Bafnei Lavin. If they were not liable, people would certainly be discouraged from lending. Rav agrees to the above distinction. However, he resolves the contradiction as follows. Masni'in da'hacha b'dini knasis, v'idach b'haydois v'alvois. Our Mishnah discusses a case of penalties, which require drisha v'chakira even d'rabbanan, since there is no concern of discouraging loans, while the Braisa discusses cases of loans where the Rabbanan abolished the need for drisha v'chakira to encourage loans. Rav Papa Amar idi v'idi b'haydois v'alvois. Rav Papa also agrees with the original distinction. However, he explains that both cases are discussing loans, and he resolves the contradiction as follows. Kan b'din meruma, kan b'din she'ena meruma. If Bezin suspects that there is something suspicious, they will interrogate the witnesses. But in ordinary monetary cases, the Rabbanan instituted that we do not interrogate the witnesses. The Gemara cites the source for this distinction. One pasuk says, "Betzedik tishpat amisecha," we should judge fairly. And another pasuk says, "Tzedik tzedik tirdif," to be especially careful, implying that we also interrogate the witnesses. Dev Rish Lakish explains, "Kam b'din meruma, kam b'din she'in meruma." In a suspicious case, we interrogate the witnesses, but otherwise we do not. The Gemara offers an alternate resolution to these contradictory pesukim. The double expression tzedik tzedik refers not to drisha v'chakira, but to echel adin v'echel pshara. Sometimes justice requires deciding a case according to the law, and sometimes to arrange a compromise, as described in this braisa. Shnei gemalim shahayu oylem b'malas beis chayren, upogu zeh b'zeh. If two camels meet when approaching a steep and narrow incline, imolu shnehen, shnehen neiflin, b'zeh achar zeh, shnehem oylem. If they try to ascend at the same time, both will fall. But if one backs up, allowing the other to ascend first, both will survive. How do we resolve this matter? If one camel is carrying a load, he has preference. And if one has been traveling further, he has preference. If they were equally distant from their starting point and there is no one who takes preference, they should compromise, allowing one to go first, and he will compensate the other. The Gemara cites a third interpretation of this pasuk: tzedik tzedik tirdif halach achar bezdin yafa, go out of your way to find an expert bezdin. The Mishnah continues: ma bein dinim mamonis ladin nefashis. Despite the pasuk that equates monetary capital cases, there are many differences between them. dinim mamnes b'shloisha, b'din nefashis ba'esrim b'shloisha. Monetary cases can be judged by a court of 3 judges, while capital cases require a court of 23 judges. Dinim mamnes peischen bein l'schlus bein l'chayva, v'din nefashis peischen l'schlus v'ein peischen l'chayva. In monetary cases, the opening arguments may be either for or against the defendant, while in capital cases, the judges are required to begin the deliberation with arguments in defense of the defendant. The Mishnah continues with many other differences between monetary and capital cases, which will be discussed in the following daf. The Gemara cites several examples of an opening defensive statement. Mi yemer kudekam risu. Bezin asks the witnesses, are you sure of your statements and you did not plot against the defendant? However, the Gemara asks, chasminan lahu. With such a forceful approach, we will cause them to be intimidated and retract. Yesh lecha edim lahazima. Bezin asks the defendant, do you have witnesses who can contradict these witnesses through hazama? However, the Gemara asks, Ilu shasik hai, ademigmer dine umaisi edim amazimhu, havalecha vasit shalzeh. If the defendant waits until the court decides against him, and then presents edi hazama, he will cause the first witnesses to be liable for the death penalty. And v'chi paischem mischuseh shalzeh shehi chavasit shalzeh, shall we begin with a statement to the benefit of the defendant which might be the detriment of the witnesses? Yesh lecha edim lahakhishan. Bezin asks the defendant, do you have witnesses who can contradict these witnesses? In this case, the original witnesses are not punished. Bezin declares, Medivreichem nizdaka plaini. According to this testimony, it seems that the defendant will be acquitted. Bezin reassures the defendant, Ila katalt, loy titchal. If you did not commit the crime, you have nothing to fear. This approach is supported by the Pesukim in Parashat Saita, where the Kohen begins with such a statement. Bezin declares, Kol mi sheyodea leizchus, yavai v'yalamar lav, anyone with information in his defense should come forward.